impress me. And I kick your ass and piss me off, so be careful what you ask me. And I never have an empty bottle or an empty bed. He's cool as Burt Reynolds was. He got Steve to put his head. Steve McQueen. About this verse. He wrote this song when I was a much younger, more foolish man. And it's become politically incorrect to talk bad about Alec Baldwin. I mean, when I wrote this song, it was the early 90s. He was cheesy as shit. He was still married to Kim Basinger. She owned the next town next to the town I was living in. Making bad movies. So what the fuck was he doing playing in a remake of a Steve McQueen movie? I have to ask you. It's like John Huston always said, ugly buildings, politicians, and whores all become okay if they live long enough. Something like that. And I love some motherfucking 30 Rock. So Mr. Baldwin, when you hear this song out there, listening at your computer, because I know you've got nothing better to do than to sit around on your computer watching the Drive-By Truckers on YouTube. No offense. I really loved The Getaway back when I was 8. And I thought Alec Baldwin was a pussy when he made that remake. Speaking of pussy, this seems like as good a time as any to address that issue. Speaking of pussy, I guess Steve McQueen got it all. Fuck Faye Dunaway and fuck Danny McGraw. Steve McQueen. Goddamn motherfucker on the silver screen.
Thank you.